Barack Hussein Obama ushered in the new year by signing the National Defense Authorization Act and thus trashed the Constitution and our Bill of Rights once and for all. While our founding fathers are turning in their graves, who wish to protect us from the unlawful use of the military from intruding upon civilian life, the Act grants to the U.S. military the power to arrest, without charges, without trial, and without end, any American citizen simply suspected of engaging in terrorist acts. The sponsor of the bill is Jewish Senator Carl Levin, head of the Senate Armed Services Committee, a very powerful chair, where perhaps a conflict of interest exists between those of the powerful Jewish lobby and those of our once free America. When challenged with regard to U.S. citizens being denied their constitutional rights, Levin went on the defensive and blamed Obama, while at the same time allowed for Obama's demands. Now listen closely.
The administration asked us to remove the language which says that U.S. citizens and lawful residents would not be subject to this section, and that we removed it at the request of the administration.
Yes, indeed. Levin removed the language that protected us from military arrest, indefinite detention, and probable torture. Levin is culpable and should be tried for treason. Senator Levin's co-religionist Talmudic Jew, Senator Joseph Lieberman, head of Homeland Security, is apparently more than happy to see suspects not only apprehended by the military, but tortured as well.
When a member of Al-Qaeda or a similar associated terrorist group is captured, I want that person to be terrified about what's going to happen to them in American custody. I want them not to know what's going to happen. I want that terror that they inflict on others to be felt by them.
Uncertainty regarding what a suspect can expect when indefinitely detained? This is scary stuff, my friends. And even more uncertainty is attested by Lieberman's pending new legislation of whether or not exercising our right to free speech will find us all hauled off to Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo, subject to military rendition. I mean, torture. You see, Lieberman recently introduced his Enemy Expatriation Act, which would strip Americans of their citizenship when only suspected of engaging in hostilities against the U.S. and its allies. Say something critical about Zionist-controlled America or Europe, and you're in big trouble.
If an American citizen is shown to be have joined and worked with a foreign terrorist organization, as far as I'm concerned, you should lose your rights of citizenship. This is not going to just be Joel Lieberman in a room somewhere saying, oh, you're an enemy of the United States, you lose your citizenship.
Exactly. It will not just be Lieberman sitting in a room deciding who's an enemy, but apparently his co-religionists, Dianne Feinstein, head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and Daniel Benjamin, head of counterterrorism at the U.S. State Department, who will be making the fatal determinations as well. My fellow Americans, I have given you fair warning. When a squad of U.S. soldiers show up at your door to haul you away for, well, they don't have to produce any charges, then at least you'll know just who's behind the Jewish police state coming to a military theater near you.